In case you missed it, here's the latest interview from Fort Wayne's Morning News with Kayla Blakeslee.
Some big news for Indiana University, if you haven't heard yet. At the end of the month, IU President Michael McRobbie will be retiring. Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business got to spend some time with him this weekend. For the latest, we say good morning to Gary. Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
So McRobbie is retiring at the end of the month after 14 years as president and 24 years in senior leadership positions there at IU. What did he say were some of his biggest accomplishments during that time?
Well, we talked about a number of things, Kayla, on the show. And as you say, 14 years as president, 24 in senior leadership positions at the school. So he has been there for a long time, one of the longest serving presidents in the country from a public institution. And if you look, no matter where you look, there is a really strong imprint of Michael McRobbie's presence at IU. You talk about the fact that 10 new schools opened in his tenure.
Wow.
Just in the last 10 years, actually, changing the academic structure. Fundraising is part of any university president's jobs these days. $3.9 billion campaign, one of the largest in the United States among public universities as well. And you can go on down the list, 200 buildings, facilities that were either built or renovated across the IU system, Bloomington and other regional campuses as well. And then getting involved in regional economic development around Indiana. Those are some of the highlights, certainly, that he talked about, and I think he will be remembered by.
Yeah, pretty remarkable for sure. Did he happen to mention maybe any challenges or difficulties he faced while he was president?
Yeah, one for sure, and not a surprise. And it came, obviously, at the end of his tenure, and that's the pandemic for everyone, no matter what business venture or walk of life. Obviously, everyone was impacted. And certainly, we saw what happened with colleges and universities around the country, the decision to stay open, to not stay open, in-person, not in-person, online instruction, all those types of decisions. He feels as though the university handled it in the best way possible, bringing together their schools of public health, the medical school, nursing school, all those assets there at the university to deal with that. So that certainly will go down. And he frames it as the single largest, single most difficult period in the university's 200-year history.
Wow. As he's nearing this retirement, who will be his successor?
It's Pam Whitten, and she is currently has been the president at Kennesaw State University, which is in Georgia. She has a big background or experience in telehealth and telemedicine and those types of areas. But she will be the successor coming in shortly after July begins. A lot of eyes will be on her. Certainly all universities face challenges, raising money, keeping costs in check, those types of things. And a lot of people here in Indiana really want to see Indiana continue to engage in communities to help economic development and to help drive jobs and investment in the state.
Yeah, all eyes on her for sure. All right, Gary, well, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Hey, thank you, Kayla. Have a great week.
Did you miss an episode of Fort Wayne's Morning News? Or let's face it, do you just want more? Subscribe to the Fort Wayne's Morning News podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts.
Podcasts by Federated Media.